الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
Translation: those who have faith in the ghaib and perform salah and spend out of what we have provided for them. The next topic is the meaning of iman. Abu Ja'far al-Radi said that Al-Ala bin al-Musayb bin al-Rafi' narrated from Abu Ishaq that Abu al-Ahwas said that Abdullah said, iman is to trust. Ali bin Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas said, who have faith, means they trust. Also, Ma'mar said that Az-Zuhri said, iman is the deeds. In addition, Abu Ja'far al-Radi said that Arabi bin Anas said that they have faith, means they fear Allah. Ibn Jarir at-Tabari commented, the preferred view is that they be described as having faith in the unseen by the tongue, deed, and creed. In this case, fear of Allah is included in the general meaning of iman, which necessitates following deeds of the tongue by implementation. Hence, iman is a general term that includes affirming and believing in Allah, His books, and His messengers, and realizing this affirmation through adhering to its implications of what the tongue utters and affirms. Linguistically, in the absolute sense, iman merely means trust, and it is used to mean that sometimes in the Quran, for instance, Allah the Exalted said, He trust yu'minu in Allah, and trust yu'minu in the believers. Chapter 9, verse 61, Al-Quran. Prophet Yusuf's brothers said to their father, but you will never believe us even when we speak the truth. Chapter 12, verse 17, Al-Quran. Further, the word iman is sometimes mentioned along with deeds, such as Allah said, save those who believe in Islamic monotheism and do righteous deeds. Chapter 95, verse 6, Al-Quran. However, when iman is used in an unrestricted manner, it includes beliefs, deeds, and statements of the tongue. We should state here that iman increases and decreases. There are many narrations and hadiths on this subject. I'm going to discuss them in the beginning of our explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari. All favors are from Allah. Some scholars explain that iman means khashya, that is fear of Allah. For instance, Allah said, verily, those who fear the Lord unseen, that is, they do not see Him, nor His punishment in the hereafter. Chapter 67, verse 12, Al-Quran. And who feared the most gracious Allah in the ghaib, that is unseen, and brought a heart turned in repentance to Him and absolutely free from every kind of polytheism. Chapter 50, verse 33, Al-Quran. Fear is the core of iman and knowledge. Just as Allah the Exalted said, it is only those who have knowledge among His servants that fear Allah. Chapter 35, verse 28, Al-Quran. The next topic is the meaning of Al-Ghaib. As for the meaning of Ghaib here, the Salaf have different explanations of it, all of which are correct, indicating the same general meaning. For instance, Abu Ja'far al-Radi quoted Arabi bin Anas reporting from Abu al-Aliya about Allah's statement, those who have faith in the ghaib. They believe in Allah, His angels, books, messengers, the last day, His paradise, fire, and in the meeting with Him. They also believe in life after death and in resurrection. All of this is the ghaib. Qatada bin Di'ama said similarly. Sa'id bin Mansur reported from Abdurrahman bin Yazid who said, we were sitting with Abdullah bin Mas'ud when we mentioned the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their deeds being superior to our deeds. Abdullah said, the matter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was clear for those who saw him. By he other than whom there is no God, no person will ever acquire a better type of faith than believing in al-ghaib. He then recited, translation, Alif Lam Mim, this is the book wherein there is no doubt, a guidance for the muttaqeen, those who believe in the ghaib.
Until, translation, the successful. Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Marduwiyah, and Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak recorded this hadith. Al-Hakim commented that this hadith is authentic and that the two sheikhs, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, did not collect it, although it meets their criteria. Ahmad recorded a hadith with similar meaning from Ibn Muhayris, who said, I said to Abu Jumu'ah, narrate a hadith for us that you heard from the Messenger of Allah. He said, yes, I will narrate a good hadith for you. Once we had lunch with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Ubaidah, who was with us, said, O Messenger of Allah, are people better than us? We embraced Islam with you and performed jihad with you. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, those who will come after you, who will believe in me although they did not see me. This hadith has another root collected by Abu Bakr bin Marduwiyah in his tafsir from Salih bin Jubair, who said, Abu Jumu'ah al-Ansari, the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to Bayt al-Maqdis, that is Jerusalem, to perform the prayer. Raja'ab bin Haywa was with us. So when Abu Jumu'ah finished, we went out to greet him. When he was about to leave, he said, you have a gift and a right. I will narrate a hadith for you that I heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We said, do so and may Allah grant you mercy. He said, we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10 people including Mu'adh bin Jabal. We said, O Messenger of Allah, are there people who will acquire greater rewards than us? We believed in Allah and followed you. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what prevents you from doing so while the Messenger of Allah is among you, bringing you the revelation from heaven? There are people who will come after you and who will be given a book between two covers, that is the Quran, and they will believe in it and implement its commands. They have a greater reward than you, even twice as much. Translation, and perform salah and spend out of what we have provided for them. The next topic is meaning of Iqamat al-Salah. Ibn Abbas said that, and perform the salah means perform the prayer with all of the obligations that accompany it. Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas said, Iqamat al-Salah means to complete the bowings, prostrations, recitation, humbleness, and attendance for the prayer. Qatada said, Iqamat al-Salah means to preserve punctuality and the ablution, bowings, and prostrations of the prayer. Muqatil bin Hayyan said, Iqamat al-Salah means to preserve punctuality for it, as well as completing one's purity for it, and completing the bowings, prostrations, recitation of the Qur'an, tashahud, and blessings for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Iqamat al-Salah. The next topic is the meaning of spending in this ayah. Ali bin Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas said, and spend out of what we have provided for them, means the zakah due on their wealth. As-Suddi said that Abu Malik and Abu Salih narrated from Ibn Abbas, as well as Murrah from Ibn Mas'ud and other companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, and spend out of what we have provided for them, means a man spending on his family. This was before the obligation of zakah was revealed. Juwaybir narrated from Ad-Dahak, general spending, that is in charity, was a means of drawing nearer to Allah, according to one's discretion and capability, until that obligation of charity was revealed in the 7 ayat of Surah Bara'ah, that is chapter 9, where revealed these abrogated the previous case. In many instances, Allah mentioned prayer and spending wealth together. Prayer is a right of Allah as well as a form of worshipping Him. It includes singling Him out for one's devotion, praising Him, glorifying Him, supplicating to Him, invoking Him, and it displays one's dependence upon Him. Spending is a form of kindness towards creatures by giving them what will benefit them, and those people most deserving of this charity are the relatives, the wife, the servants, and then the rest of the people. So all types of required charity and required spending are included in Allah's saying, and spend out of what we have provided for them. The two Sahihs recorded that Ibn Umar said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is built upon five pillars, testifying that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah, establishing the prayer, giving zakah, fasting Ramadan, and Hajj to the house of Allah. There are many other hadith on this subject. The next topic is the meaning of salah. In the Arabic language, the basic meaning of salah is supplication. In religious terminology, salah is used to refer the acts of bowing and prostration. The remaining specified acts associated with it, specified at certain times, with those known conditions and the characteristics and requirements that are well known about it.